This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Pedro Pablo Kuczynski, a former World Bank economist, won a majority of votes in Peru's closest presidential contest in 50 years over his rival, Keiko Fujimori, daughter of the former president and dictator. Rate of accidental deaths is up 4.2% to 136,000 people. It's led by poisoning and opioid overdoses that killed over 42,000. World Health Organization has advised people in 46 countries, largely in Latin America and the Caribbean, to delay pregnancy if possible because of the Zika virus, and it affects 5 million children were born in its footprint last year. California has become the fourth state to implement a law allowing assisted suicide for the terminally ill, joining Washington, Oregon, and Vermont. Senator Elizabeth Warren formally endorsed Hillary Clinton and went on the attack. Uber and two of its senior European executives were convicted in France of running an illegal transportation business and fined nearly $500,000. Since 2000, the growth in urban wealth due to urban resettlement is up in all 26 cities studied by the University of California Center for Housing Innovation. Among the top 30% of all U.S. households by income, those earning $85,000 a year and up, 400,000 more lived in urban neighborhoods in 2014 and in 2006 at the peak of the housing boom. Justice Department is going after Carolina's healthcare hospital chain for quashing competition with demands that insurers not steer customers to rivals in an antitrust violation. Ride-sharing service Lyft is allowing riders to schedule cars up to 24 hours ahead of time, and Uber seems to be making a U-turn in the same direction. Ban Ki-moon, head of the United Nations, told reporters they've been threatened with the loss of financing for humanitarian operations in the Palestinian territories, South Sudan, and Syria if he did not temporarily delete the Saudi-led coalition from the list of armies that kill and maim children. This was a rare window into the limits of his moral and political authority and an object lesson for whoever succeeds Mr. Ban next year. Voice of the People of Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.